It is now time for Red's tip. And Patrick, we cleaned a massive bluefin tuna the other week, and I was cleaning it down the Barwon Heads boat ramp. This was a little while ago when we got that nice fish, and we were cleaning it, and the guy come up and he goes, "Oh, you're using such a little knife for cleaning that big fish." And it comes back to having a variety knife and also separating your bait knives to your filleting knives. So all my knives are super sharp, and I've got machetes, Patrick, that are as long as my arm, and I'm not even exaggerating, right down to tiny little boning knives. So having a variety of knives is extremely important, but it can be pricey. If I was you guys, I'd have a boning knife and basically a filleting knife, and you're going to do all your damage. And it comes back to that barrel tuna that I was just talking about. I was cleaning that with my little filleting knife, tiny little, I think it was a 6-inch or a 7-inch filleting knife, and I cleaned pretty much the whole fish with that. There's different ways to clean different fish, and it's about learning how to do it. Now, just by using that knife, I'm basically separating, I guess it's like a cartilage that runs on the top side of the fish right down to the tail, and then I'm separating along the lateral line of this barrel tuna just in one big motion, and then the fillet nearly pulls off itself. You're actually not using the knife that much other than guiding the meat off if it gets a little bit stuck. So keep your knife super sharp. That comes back to separating it with your filleting knife. So your bait knife. Don't take your bait knife out and cut bait with it. But in saying that, keep your bait knife sharp too. I can't stand going on people's boats and I'm about to cut up a nice chunk of salmon and I'm sitting there and it takes me 65 pushes just to get through the salmon chunk. Not only is it dangerous, you're going to possibly cut your hand off because you're pushing so erratically and hard, but it also ruins baits extremely fast, especially if they're defrosted like a nice bit of salmon. So keep your bait knife separate to your filleting knives, keep your bait knife sharp, and keep your filleting knife separate and sharp. But remember that you don't need a huge knife all the time to clean big fish. Where I'd be using my bigger knives, my machetes and such, is to separate the meat off sharks. And like yourself, and I got that massive bronzy years ago, Pat, I used a big knife to clean that up. So having a variety of knives and keeping them separate is definitely my tip for this week. And